Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And here's your host, Conrad Cushman.
This is MLW referee Doug Markham, and you're listening to Everything Pro Wrestling with Conrad Cushman.
Folks, this is episode 90 of the Everything Pro Wrestling podcast. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and we are here today with a preview for two shows this weekend, NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2 and Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. This show is going to have a lot of stuff jam-packed into it, but hopefully we can make this enjoyable for everybody. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure you guys are chatting in the chat box. I will try to include you guys in some of the talks that we have about the NXT UK and Impact Wrestling show. Also, make sure you guys click that like button for me. Helps out with the channel a lot. And if you're new to the channel and you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe. Also, if you guys have not, do me a favor and make sure that you guys are giving me a subscribe onto the podcast platforms. You guys can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. If you want to take the podcast on the go, these episodes you guys will get in audio form as well. And I don't know if you guys want me to start uploading everything I do in audio form. Let me know about that. We will try to maybe work out something. I know I do the AEW Dynamite reviews every week, so if you guys like that, I could possibly start kicking those out as well. Let's see who we got in the live chat here. I see Culture Club, Wrestling Jackson. What's going on? My man, Obi-One, Original Biggie One. What's happening? Sick is in the chat as well. What is going on, everybody? Good to see you guys in here. Getting ready to talk some pro wrestling. Doesn't get any better. This weekend, we got lots and lots of pro wrestling to talk about. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be wild. And if you guys do want to see some of the best independent pro wrestling, you guys can use my code in the description box below in all the videos. Go to powerslam.tv and use the code EPWSHOW, all one word, and you guys can enjoy one free month on me of watching independent pro wrestling. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. We cannot wait to talk some wrestling right now. Let's get into the NXT UK Blackpool TakeOver 2. I feel like that's such a long hashtag, and there's so much that comes along with it that I'm just like, why? Why? Why do they have it set up like that? It baffles me a little bit as far as that goes. I don't know why it's like that. It seems very long. They have to figure out ways to shorten the hashtags, in my personal opinion, for this. Now, these TakeOver cards follow generally the same format that the US ones do. They're not too long, but I want to talk real quick about the overall kind of NXT UK state to start this off. NXT UK has been, I feel, kind of hurt since the main roster has added NXT to its weekly television programming. And NXT UK is still on the WWE Network. You could watch it. I believe it's on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. If I'm wrong, someone in the chat, please correct me, because I want to make sure I get this stuff right. But I think it still comes on at 3 p.m. Now, this was the show that I had to sacrifice once AEW came into the fold. I cannot watch all that wrestling in a week, man. It's way too much. I feel like I'm watching way too much now. And with NXT UK, I just feel like it's kind of been pushed to the back, and it's that forgotten about thing that if you mix it with NXT, it's great, and it's kind of a nice reminder, like, oh yeah, the UK brand, I forgot about all these guys. I mean, you enjoy some of the people, but some of the other talents you feel kind of weird about, and you're going to see what I'm talking about when we go through this card a little bit here, as far as it goes. So how are people going to be able to get into this and watch this show? It is happening actually at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time from the Empress Ballroom, in Blackpool, England. This is going to be available on the WWE Network. Make sure you get your first month free if you're a new subscriber, or you could be foolish like me and pay $10 a month. But you guys can check it out for free if you're interested in this show in the slightest. In the slightest. And what is going on, Donnie? I see you in the chat, brother. Sick, what's happening? Not a bad idea to get more exposure on both platforms. Thank you, Sick. I'll take that into consideration. Mr. Floodwaters in the chat. And King is in the house. What is going on? The YouTube police. Oh, King. What's happening, brother? Let's get into this card, shall we? Let us start off with the first matchup here. Let's talk about Eddie Dennis versus Trent Seven. So Eddie Dennis has come back, and I guess he's kind of trying to pick a fight with someone, and that person's Trent Seven. The storyline here is kind of Trent Seven is the veteran who doesn't really pick up a lot of victories, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with this. Now, what do you do with this? This is what I'm talking about with NXT UK. There's not enough investment, I feel, in Eddie Dennis. I know that the dude's a former, like, principal or school teacher across the seas. And Trent Seven is one half of Mustache Mountain. And I know Trent Seven's amazing, and if you put him in the right match, he can do some great things. But I just don't feel invested in this one. The feud just doesn't... It doesn't pop for me. It doesn't really give me anything where I'm like, I gotta see this match. I feel like if it happens, it happens. Cool. At this point, my prediction for the match, you know what? I'm going to go with Eddie Dennis. I feel like he needs the victory more. Mustache Mountain's always going to be there for Trent Seven to fall back on. So I'm going to go with Eddie Dennis to pick up the victory for that match here. And live chat, let me know what you guys think about the NXT UK brand itself. And I'll kind of read some of your comments from it. Trent Seven underrated. I agree with that, King. I'm not saying he's a bad wrestler. I'm just saying that there's no investment in this. There's no story that's been written properly that you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I really, 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 really care about that. Let me know. And Flood says that that's 5 p.m. UK time. Very, very early. Yeah, I don't know if they just did that so they didn't have to compete or they're trying something new, because I feel like there's a lot of trying some new things going on right now. Excuse me, I got to get some water here for my voice. Sorry about that. Next, a match that I'm kind of interested in. Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin. Now, Jordan Devlin's been showing personality, I want to say, for the past few months. He's starting to do a little bit more, and they've been trying to feature him as a contender, possibly, for the UK Championship slowly. I feel like they're slowly building him up. One of the few who's gotten something like that. But there's not enough here to really do anything for this, because Tyler Bate is also in a singles match here, which is weird. Mustache Mountain, a tag team that a lot of fans were behind, aren't in a tag team title match. They're in singles matches this time. Interesting, kind of. Tyler Bate, though, he put on a hell of a match for that NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff show. He did what he had to do. He went out there, he put on what was possibly, I think you can argue, a match of the year contender for 2019, and he did his damnedest, but to no avail. He's back down, he's went down in the rankings a little bit, and they're both talented, and I think these two are going to put on a surprisingly good match. And I don't say that surprisingly, like, oh, I didn't know they were. They're going to just shock you for where this is going to be placed on the card. I think they're going to shock you with, man, these guys are really good. So if you've never seen them, this is going to be one I think you would want to watch. I'm going to go with Tyler Bate to pick up the victory here. I feel like both guys can't lose, but I feel like this feud's going to continue after this. Now, this next match that we're going to talk about here is one that I think everybody's going to enjoy. We got some more people popping up here in the chat. What's going on, Derek? I see a lot of people in here talking. Good stuff. Keep talking, guys. This is, to me, match of the night. This is what I think will steal the show, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I thought last time the tag titles, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful belts in pro wrestling, the NXT UK tag team titles. I just love the look of those belts. Those in the AEW belts are just freaking perfection, dude. I just love the way they look. Just a classic throwback, and they just look really sharp with anybody who's rocking them. So, we got a bunch of people in this match. We have an NXT UK Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way Ladder Match. You have Gallus, Wolfgang, and I believe it is Joe Coffey versus Imperium. And we also have the Grizzled Young Veterans and South Wales Subculture This one is going to be hot. Now, South Wales subculture is Flash Morgan Webster and Mandrews, Mark Andrews. You have Fabian Aichner and his tag team partner. I can't even think of his name right now, and it's going to drive me absolutely crazy. Cause Marcel Bartel, there it is. And then we all know the Grizzled Young Veterans, the former tag team champions. I thought that these guys had put on a banger. I was surprised at how fast Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster lost the tag team titles. I thought they put on a great match. I watched that match actually with Donnie in the chat, and I thought that they did a hell of a job. Like, they put on a really good match, and I was sort of disappointed that they didn't get a longer run with the titles. But maybe that's part of the story. Maybe they're the lovable dudes who get the comeback in all of this. Don't know. Don't know with all of this coming up here. But a lot of people are going to compare this and say, you know, who are these teams? What can they do? I think you have to give this one a chance. It's going to be really fun. And the winners in this one, this is going to be tough. I feel like you have to keep the hot hand here with Gallus. I want to see longer tag title runs. It wouldn't surprise me if Imperium stole it. But I'm going to go with Gallus for the victory here. Because it's Wolfgang and he deserves better. And I feel so weird that the Coffee Brothers are not a tag team. Like, I don't understand why Mark and Joe Coffee aren't a tag team and Wolfgang's the singles wrestler. It just feels so weird that Wolfgang teams with one of the brothers and the other brother is getting a lot of opportunities at singles matches and runs. Maybe it's just me. Let me see here what is going on in the chat real quick before we start the next one. Mr. Floodwater says BT Sport in UK airs NXT UK. That is dope. What is happening here? Are UK takeovers same as weekly shows? No, they're different, Flood. They are very different. And a lot of people are in here talking about... Oh, I see some NWA comments. Make sure you check that out. Into the fire! Oh God, I cannot even mess with that. People are in there talking about Big Show's return from last night. You guys got to definitely check out Derek's reaction. I swear, I wish I recorded this. Derek got so mad when Big Show came out. I was dying laughing. Let's get into the next match. For the NXT UK Women's Championship, we have a triple threat match. Kaylee Ray versus Piper Nevin versus Toni Storm. That's how I feel about this. I know it doesn't sound the greatest, but what happened? Like, Rhea Ripley and Toni Storm had you kind of excited about the division. They put on a weird match. Rhea Ripley gets the win. Toni Storm gets the win back. And then you just have Kaylee Ray. This match was like the only thing I didn't like about the last TakeOver match. Kaylee Ray picks up the win. She's been the champ. I have not heard anybody buzzing about her, really. I know she teamed up with Shayna Baszler on her team for the War Games match. But, I don't know. I don't know what you do with this one at all. It should be an okay match. I think we need to see a new champion out of this, though. I don't think Kaylee Ray's doing it for me. She's not buzzworthy right now. Everything feels kind of flat with this division. I say go with Piper Nevin for the victory here. Piper Nevin is someone who could carry the division a little bit, I think. She could put on good matches. She doesn't look like your typical women's wrestler. Let Piper Nevin run with the ball here. I think that she can do a lot and... hopefully we get to see more. And Toni Storm. I love everybody talking about the Rhea Ripley run, but how do we feel about Toni Storm not being used as much? I thought Toni Storm was going to be the standout between those two, or at least she was going to get there first. Rhea Ripley has leapt over her, and she is in the NXT brand making big moves, while Toni Storm seems to be kind of forgotten about in NXT UK. Feels very, very odd to me what they've done. Mr. Floodwater says, I need to ask, I love WWE, but I just think there's so much to follow. Do you agree? 100% Flood, at least coming from my opinion on that. King Savage says, Kaylee Ray has been ice cold. I can agree on that. That is right. Derek is in chat instead of on-screen PR nightmare. What's happening, brother? Good to have you in here. Mr. Elijah Washington, I don't know if I gave you a shout-out, but if so, you got another one. Good to see you guys in here. And let's talk about the main event of NXT UK. We have, for the United Kingdom Championship, we have our match with Volta versus Joe Coffey. I don't know how to feel about this, because the first UK TakeOver Blackpool show, it was Pete Dunne versus Joe Coffey. Now we're at the second one, and Joe Coffey's back once again in the main event, fighting Walter. Now, I don't know. Like I said, the Gallus Trio, I love their theme. I like them as a group, but I just don't feel right that Joe Coffey's like kind of the leader and his brother is teaming with Wolfgang. Maybe this is designed to be that way for a storyline purpose. Kind of wait and see. But I do think Joe Coffey's going to put on a good match here. He's no one to be messed with. And I really hope him and Walter have great chemistry. I don't know about any of their previous matches. So I'm going to kind of go into this one with a wait and see approach. Now, these are two leaders of a faction that are going to be wrestling in this match. I don't know if we see any interference from them. Maybe they just tell both of their factions to stay in the back and they stay out of this. But I think no matter how you put this and what happens here, I think that you got to ride with Walter as the champion. Here's the thing. Who takes the belt off Walter? There's only one guy right now who I can see doing it, and it's Tyler Bate. That's why I said you have to give Tyler Bate the win. But for now, Walter's going to be riding high, holding the NXT UK Championship while he rides along with Imperium. That's how I see it for right now. And that's what I got for the NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2 preview. Don't forget, guys, that's going to be 12 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys check that out and make sure you adjust your clocks for wherever you're going to be. And it's going to be on the WWE Network. Let's go back to the live chat here to see if anything has happened. No, I did not fire Derek. Derek will be back on tomorrow night. Flood does not like Walter. First impression. I don't know why. King Savage agrees. Walter will win the big matchup here. Not a problem with that, guys. And with that, I'm looking forward to this. But you guys are going to hear a quick word from the sponsors real quick as we get ready to get into Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill preview. We'll be right back after this.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
All right, folks, and we are back with our preview for Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill. This one has been in the making for quite some time, if you ask me. They've been just kind of moving along, doing their thing with it. I don't see anything that's crazy on this card that I'm like, absolutely don't want to see it. But they've been building this, and that's one of the things I will give Impact credit for. Their storytelling has been really amazing. So this is going to be taking place same day, January 12th, 2020, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys can get this on Fight and traditional pay-per-view. And if you look in the description boxes, your boy is offering this for free. We are running a Fight TV contest, hashtag FightEPW. You guys can win the opportunity, if you follow all the directions in the tweet below, to win the opportunity to watch this pay-per-view for free. I've been telling people for a long time they need to try and give Impact Wrestling another chance. I was just like Derek at one point, saying, no, 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 I'm not watching this anymore. And after a couple years went by, I did give it another chance. And I think it's much better now that it's under a different regime, in my opinion. But I need the live chat to attack Derek, because Derek does not give Impact Wrestling a chance. He is a hater. No, Lara, what is going on? Good to have you in here. Terrible. Terrible. You see him in there hating, right, guys? I'm surprised Impact's still going, Floodwater. That's why the pay-per-view's called Hard to Kill, brother. That's why it's called Hard to Kill. You guys are coming in here. Make sure you hit that like button for me. And let's get into this preview for this card, because we've got a doozy on our hands when it comes to this one. Where do we start? Where do we begin here? Let's start with everything that's happening right now. Impact Wrestling, let's start, well, we did a kind of quick overview of them. Let's do that for Impact. Impact Wrestling is trying to make strides, in putting on a better television program. They've recently hired, Sahidi, I think that's how you say his last name. He was part of the Attitude Era that did a lot of the WWF's video packages during that time. They are trying to bring in some people to put calculated risks to paper so that they can expand this promotion. And I think they're trying not to outgrow themselves and do too much, because Impact Wrestling was against the ropes at one point, I feel. And Don Callis and I guess Anthem came in and they saved the day. Because without them, this company might be in bigger trouble than it's in right now. And I wouldn't even say it's in trouble. Impact's just trying to find that exposure. They're like, look, look at us, look at us. We're doing this. And you're going to see what they're trying to do on this, with this brand. They're on Twitch a lot. You guys can see them on Axis TV now. That's a much better deal than that stupid hunting channel they were on before. I don't even remember the name of it. It was just so bad that I'm like, I'm just going to watch it on Twitch, because I don't even think I get that hunting channel. This card, though, you'll recognize some names on it, some from the past. Let's see if it interests any of you guys. First match that we're going to talk about here, we have Moose versus Rhino. Now, Moose versus Rhino, when I see this, I just see two roughhouse dudes that are going to probably go in here and brawl it up. Moose is a former NFL player. Rhino is a badass from the ECW days. What could you expect here? Just a brawl between these two. And I think that's the way we want to see it. Moose has a little bit more finesse than people think he does. He is someone who has really gotten better over the last couple years, and I think Moose deserves that respect that I'm talking about with Impact Wrestling. I've seen him come from here to here, and he's getting better each time, and I really like what he's done. Moose, to me, seems to be getting a pretty good push here, so I'm going to go with Moose to pick up the victory over Rhino. Rhino's been part of this company on and off for so long that I think he deserves some respect, too, but I think Rhino will do the right thing here and put over Moose. Do they still not charge for tickets? Impact Wrestling definitely charges for tickets, as far as I know. Rhino is on Impact now, PR Nightmare. See, a lot of people don't know this. We're bringing up a bunch of stuff. You're going to hear some more names here. You ready for the next match? Madman Fulton. He was at one point in NXT. I'm trying. Let me see if I can. I don't even know if I remember his name. He was in one of the WWE video games. And he was like the lowest rated person in there. What was his name before? Sawyer Fulton. There it is. He was part of the, he's part of OVE now, but he was part of Eric Young's stable that ceases to exist, so I'm not even going to bring their name up because that's how WWE treated them. But Sawyer Fulton is doing big things in OVE. He's kind of the muscle of the group. So they got Big Man Fulton coming in here, Madman Fulton, and he's taking on Ken Shamrock. That's right, Ken Shamrock from the UFC is in Impact Wrestling, and he's got himself a match. I'm surprised that Ken Shamrock has fit in so well with the Impact roster. Ken Shamrock seems like the most humble dude, especially from his interviews with my man Chris Van Vliet. And Ken Shamrock's trying to do what he can for pro wrestling, I think, before he gets ready to walk off into the sunset and relax and chill out. Ken Shamrock has a lot of business ventures, and I think Impact Wrestling just fits for what he wants to do and what they want him to do. He comes in, he has the big matches with people, and he does what's best for business. That's it. That's all that people ask for in this one. Madman Fulton's getting some pretty big exposure here, so I feel like he's going to get the victory in this one. I'm sorry, Ken. I just don't see it happening right here for you. But I think Ken Shamrock will be the person to get the win here. I don't know. Ken Shamrock did beat Joey Ryan, though, so we don't know what could happen in this. Let's go to the next match. This is a kind of different spot for these two. We have Brian Cage, the man who is a machine, taking on Rob Van Dam. So for some of the people in the chat who have not been watching Impact Wrestling, Rob Van Dam is over here. Brian Cage from Lucha Underground is over here. This is one of the bouts that I don't know how it's going to be, because I feel like I've been disappointed with some of Rob Van Dam's matches. But Rob Van Dam's offense, we have to remember, is so high octane that once he gets going, he can't keep up with that anymore. It's not 2001. It's not ECW 99 where Rob Van Dam could go all damn day in the ring. Rob Van Dam's older. He's kind of chilling out. And Rob Van Dam's a heel at the time. And if you guys haven't, look up Rob Van Dam's girl, Katie Forbes. That's all I'm going to say about that. Katie Forbes and Rob Van Dam have kind of been doing the storyline where Rob Van Dam's just kind of a D-bag, basically. And he walks around, you know, saying like, yeah, I'm the whole effing show. I'm Rob Van Dam. He's kissing his girl. Everybody's all over each other with him and his girl. And Cage just seemed like he was getting sick of it from what I've seen. In this match, though, I think that we got to go with Cage for the victory here. Cage is a former world heavyweight champion. Why not let him get the victory here? I can see it happening. Gino Morgan TV, what's going on, brother? Good to have you in here. Haven't seen you in a while. I'm not repeating that, King. I saw what you wrote about Rob Van Dam. Yes, he gets lots of women, we'll say. It wouldn't surprise me if Van Dam picked up the win here with some heel tactics, but I'm going to go with Cage for the victory just because. Next match, we have for the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Championships, we have the North. That's right, the North will be taking on the team of Rich Swann and Willie Mack. This one, I think, could steal the show. This is one of the ones I'm going to be keeping my eye on, for sure, on this Impact Hard to Kill card. I don't know here, man. All four can really do stuff. You've got Josh Alexander, who is healed up, apparently, and Ego Ethan Page. These guys are a great tag team. Very underrated. I'm surprised they didn't get a few more votes when I put them up for the EPW 2019 awards. I thought they were going to get a few more votes for Tag Team of the Year. I didn't expect them to win, but I thought they'd get a couple more votes because these guys have been in my local area and they are crushing it. As far as Rich Swann and Willie Mack, I love them as a tag team. And I love the fact that they've been loyal, faithful to each other. That means something to me. Rich Swann was an incredible X Division champion, in my opinion. He did really well with that title for when he had it. And Willie Mack's one of my favorites from Lucha Underground. And I always go back to Lucha Underground with this because some of the guys were kind of picked up from Lucha Underground to Impact Wrestling while they were working together. We could see a lot of crazy stuff here, but I don't know if we see the tag titles change hands just yet. I think you can get some more mileage out of this. So I'm going to predict the North pick up the victory here, and Rich Swann and Willie Mack continue to chase the tag titles. I want to see them have a really big blow-off match in like a steel cage, perhaps. Wink face. I heard that Lockdown could be coming back. That's where I can see the title change hands between these two teams. But give me the North for the victory in this one. Ooh, some more throwback names, live chat. Let me see what's going on in here. A lot of people are in love with Katie Forbes now. Mr. Floodwaters laughing at Rich Swann. Biggest upset with me and WWE is Harper. WWE dropped the ball with Rich Swann. I could see that. Rich Swann and Willie Mack all the way, Donnie says. We'll see, man. That's a tough one to call. All right. Let us get back into this. Next up, we have two guys from Ring of Honor going at it. Michael Elgin versus Eddie Edwards. Now, a lot of people who are wrestling purists may love this one, especially if you're going off of the days of Ring of Honor. But Eddie Edwards' character is different now. Eddie Edwards, to me, reminds me a lot of a Tommy Dreamer. He's become kind of this hardcore wrestler who walks around in leather jackets and hoodies, and he walks around with a cane, and he basically comes in to beat people down. This should be really good. I don't think that these guys really have bad matches too often, so I think they're going to come in here, and they're going to do what they have to do. We all seen Elgin's work from Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Eddie Edwards has been in tag teams with Davey Richards. They were Impact Tag Champions. We've seen them wrestle in NXT, Ring of Honor. They had a tryout in NXT, Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards. Very, very good stuff here. Eddie is probably one of the more versatile members of the roster. He can go, but I think they're trying to lessen that style because of his bump card. There's only so many bumps you could take before it's your last bump. And I think they're trying to protect Eddie here. I don't know, though, man. One of these guys has to go into the world title picture. Who is it going to be? I feel like Eddie Edwards needs the victory here. I know that he has the call your shot, but I feel like you need to build Eddie up a little bit more still. And Elgin, I think, can always be put in that world title picture just because of his name, his stature, and the physique. The dude's got it all. So for now, I'm going to pick Eddie Edwards for the victory here. There's no logic behind it just because. The X Division Championship, someone who I think is very, very underrated. Actually, both of these guys are, in my opinion. We have the X Division Champion, Ace Austin, taking on Trey Miguel, actually. These two are going to probably pull off some crazy spots. I first got exposed to Ace Austin in MLW. If you guys aren't watching MLW on the weekend, shame on you. Check out MLW. It's on YouTube for free. Now, these guys could probably pull off some really crazy things. When I first saw Ace Austin, his character is very similar to Gambit of X-Men. He walks around with the Ace card. He used to come out kind of with like this long trench coat. Like, when you see it, you'll just say, this is supposed to be like Gambit from X-Men. I get it. Now, Trey Miguel's kind of got this this style to him that a lot of people like. He does all the flips. He's going through the air. Reminds me a lot of a young Ricochet, if that's, and I mean that in the best way possible, not to compare him to him. But if I had to say, who does he remind me of, that's what I think of. Now, the storyline has Trey's mom being involved in all of this. As Ace Austin has been trying to seduce her, because Ace Austin obviously thinks he is a hot piece of meat, I guess, and he's been trying to flirt with all the women, and Trey Miguel's not having that. He's not going for that, and Ace Austin's gonna have to pay for this with a butt whooping. Now, I like the Rascals in this one, but I feel like you put too much investment into Ace Austin. He just got that title at the Bound for Glory pay-per-view. Ace Austin is just who I have to go with. I really think the guy's got a lot of potential, and I feel like the Rascals as a tag team are going to be in the mix for the tag team championships as well, too. So we will see. Now, if you guys like women's wrestling, excuse me, John L. Jackson, what's going on, brother? Good to have you in here. If you guys like women's wrestling, you guys should be watching Impact Wrestling. I don't know if they have the best women's division in the world, because recently NXT has made me... I said at one point Impact had the best women's division. I've had to backtrack on that a little bit. Rhea Ripley and everyone in NXT really said, hey, remember me? Pay attention. So I've been really, really taking that back. But if you like women's wrestling, Impact Wrestling is still the place for you to watch. Someone who you could catch on NWA Power, Into the Fire, ODB, and Jordynne Grace will be challenging Taya for her Women's Knockouts Championship. Excuse me, it should be Knockouts Championship. But for the Impact Women's title, if you guys don't remember what that is, the Knockouts Championship is on the line. And those three names are notable names. Taya Valkyrie from Lucha Underground, she's been on the scene for quite some time, and she is now the longest reigning knockout champion. Haven't heard that stuff in quite some time, so it's good to see her in that position. Jordynne Grace is someone who's been very impressive over years. Thick Mama Pump, if you guys don't know, you guys could look her up. She is a really good wrestler in very good shape. And ODB... Boom! ODB's a legend. Nothing bad I can say about her. There's been some issues with ODB being announced for it, but I don't think it bothers anyone too badly. Like, ODB is a legend. Let her just go in there and rock out. I don't have an issue with it. Jordynne Grace is someone who could be the person who ends Taya's run. This could be a really good match here, and I really want to say Jordynne Grace is going to be the one to end it, but I just don't see them doing it here. I am going to predict that Taya Valkyrie retains her Knockouts Championship and continues the longest reign, and I'm sure that she'll have someone in her corner with that fake-ass dog doing what they can. But this should be a really fun matchup, especially if you like women's wrestling. You guys should definitely check that one out as well. Somebody put ODB, what a woman. Sick, you are too funny in the chat, bro. Let us get into the main event match. This is what I'm talking about with Impact being different and trying things. If you go back a few pay-per-views ago, we had this match. We had Sami Callihan versus Tessa Blanchard. That's right. This is no typo. This is no mistake. This is an actual match that's going to happen on this card. And I want to make sure that I get the pay-per-view name right, because I have not seen it in a while here. When did these guys have this match now? It's going to make me so mad if I don't remember when they had their first match. Come on, me. And now I can't remember. Sorry about this. It wasn't at Bound for Glory. It was before that. Slammiversary, I believe, is when it happened. Let me just Google fact check this. Unfortunately, TNA stuff is not as easy to look up. Yeah, so they had their match at Slammiversary 2019. So that was when they originally met each other. In that match, Tessa came up short in defeating Sami Callihan. It was the main event, but no bueno. Since then, Sami got a match against Cage. Cage defeated him, defeated him on pay-per-view, excuse me. Gets a rematch on the premiere of Access TV, and Sami Callihan has been your Impact World Champion since then. They've even changed the title around, if you guys haven't seen it. The new red title... You know how it goes. I think it looks a lot nicer since Impact changed their logos, but new belt. There's a lot of new things happening here, and I like the graphics for this card. As you guys can see on the YouTube overlay here, the Hard to Kill, that's how it looks for everybody. There's a person in the background, and there's one person kind of in front and center, and I really like it. When I hear the Hard to Kill, I think of Steven Seagal, too. I don't know why. Just those, you know, three name titles. Hard to Kill with Steven Seagal. You could just get into all of that stuff. But Tessa Blanchard, Sami Callihan. one of the most anticipated matches, I would say, on this card. This is what's been really drawing. I heard that their Facebook video got over 5 million views with them fighting in the middle of the streets, just brawling with each other. And there's something there. It's a draw. Like they said, they're trying to do something different here in Impact Wrestling. What do you guys think of it in the chat? Is it something that's working? Are you like, nah, I'm not feeling it? To me, there's no right or wrong answer to this, but I just would like to hear what the people think about it. Let's go over this match, though, while we wait for some responses for that. Tessa could be the first female world champion in any major promotion and also the youngest world champion in Impact or TNA history. So you've got some groundbreaking things that you could try if you wanted to tout the fact that you let something like this happen. That's there for you. This could also get a lot of media attention, in my opinion. A lot of people are going to pick up Tessa Blanchard, the first woman to become a champion in a male-dominated sport. They could say that this belt's only been held by men until you. What makes you different? You are the daughter of Tully Blanchard. This could lead to a lot of good press for Tessa. Now, Sammy has done a lot of despicable things, and I think he's someone who's had a short run with the title. I don't know if it's just because he's willing to do this type of match, because they put on a hell of a match at Slammiversary. Sammy and OVE have done a great job for years now, I want to say, with Impact Wrestling. Ever since he came back on the free agent scene and he started working with Impact, Sammy has been a major player for them since the eye injury to Eddie Edwards. He's done a lot. I felt like he should have got the title a little bit sooner than this so he could have a nice run with it, but the draw does what he has to do, and he has the title now. Tessa's here, and I think that in this contest, Tessa Blanchard is going to defeat Sami Callihan. There's a few reasons for that. Tessa's contract has to be coming up soon. And if you guys don't know, Tessa Blanchard is going to be the most sought-after free agent on the market. You got to think. WWE wants her. Triple H and Vince are going to be going after her with big, big money. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were big promises along with it. I could see it. A Charlotte Flair versus Tessa Blanchard match writes itself as part of the Four Horsewomen. Both of their fathers were in the Four Horsemen. That is a WrestleMania main event caliber match. I know you guys are probably like, yo, come on with that. I'm being honest. They're going to put on a banger. I know it. I know it. I know it. Now, we look at that, but where does her father work right now? AEW, as the manager for the former Ty Dillinger, Sean Spears. I'm sure AEW's inviting Tully over to the cookouts like, hey, how's Tessa doing? Yeah, well, you know, if she ever needs somewhere to work, we got her back. Yeah, Cody, I know, buddy. Tony, I know. They want her in AEW as well. She could be the piece that puts a focus on that women's division that greatly needs it. And don't forget, Impact's in the mix of this as well. Impact Wrestling is going to want to sign Tessa Blanchard as well to a contract because she's going to become the focal point. That's why I think she's winning the title here. They want her to, they could tell her, look, you're going to be our main person for this entire brand. The question is, what does Tessa want to do? She has given no indication of where she wants to go. She's kind of focused on what she's doing right now, and I respect that. You can't be mad at that. I'm just laughing at something I just read in the chat about Steven Seagal. Yeah, we got some really good stuff here that we could do, guys. Tessa's got the choices in her hands, but I think if Impact wants to keep her, similar to the ROH Marty Scurll situation, you have to give her something now, in my opinion. That's where I'm going to leave this, and I'm going to open up some of the last few minutes here for questions. But if you guys want to check out the shows, I plan on reviewing both shows this weekend on Sunday. I will be watching Impact's Hard to Kill and NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2. That's so hard to say, dude. Shorten it, NXT UK. The both of those will be up on the stream. You guys can come check them out. Make sure that you guys are here. Ring the bell so you guys know when I go live. It helps out. And if you guys haven't rung the bell and you're not getting the notifications, unclick it and hit it again. All right. Let's see what people are saying in here. DJ Storms, what is going on? I see you in the chat, brother. It's to draw people in. 100% King Savage at that point. Six says, at this point, Impact needs all the exposure it can get. I agree. That's another reason why I could see Tessa winning the belt. DJ Storm says, Tessa doesn't win. I see her going to AEW. Sammy is too good to take the title off of. I feel like he could always get it back, though, for it. Sammy's a heel. He's one of the top heels in Impact. I could see that happening, though, DJ. Thomas Polster says, might work occasionally, but shouldn't become a tool in the box. Fighting in the street and Facebook. Tessa wins, King Savage says. Tessa is only 24. She'd go to AEW and own the division. Could. Tessa, I have no doubt, Thomas Polster says. Six says, they'll build Tessa up just to have her lose to Charlotte at Mania. Could be the case, but if she's looking for the ducats, that might be where she wants to go. WWE will bury Tessa, King says. I hope not. You have someone who is really good there. I hope they don't do something like that. Do you think Vince will buy TNA at some point? TNA is gone, good sir. It's Impact Wrestling. I don't know if they're for sale right now. There's a lot of wrestling companies who are up here. I'll have to see. It depends on the position that they're in. You'd have to ask me that in a few months, Flood. I don't know what's going to happen to some of these smaller companies at this point. We'll have to see what happens with it. By the way, non-Impact related, do you watch AEW versus NXT? I watch both shows and I enjoy both, Flood. Real talk, how's everything been? Everything's been good, DJ. Thank you for asking that. I appreciate it. I appreciate that, good sir. But, yeah, you guys are going to definitely want to check out both these shows. If you haven't watched NXT UK, give it a chance this Sunday. I think you guys will be very impressed with what you see. I know that I made the card sound like it's not impressive. I'm just saying for the hype level, I don't see it. But I think the wrestling you see in-ring, you guys will enjoy if you like pro wrestling. And if you have not watched Impact in a while, please, please, I'm telling you, give them a chance. And if you want a free opportunity to win it, check the description. Go to the Twitter. I put the link right in there. You'll go right to my Twitter page with the contest rules. Follow all of the rules, and you guys can win the opportunity to watch it for free with me on Fight TV. Conrad Jr. doing the red arrow by now? Nah, not yet. Not yet. He's doing the teething arrow right now, Thomas Polster. But I appreciate everybody who came in here to talk a little pro wrestling with me. Guys, this has been Everything Pro Wrestling, a show by the fans, for the fans. Thank you for checking out episode 90 of the Everything Pro Wrestling podcast. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Peace.